Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
Dr. Peter Slees is an assistant professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School. A native of Poland, he is also the director of the National Science Foundation Research Coordination Network for Structural Biology Computing. He earned his PhD from the University of Toronto's Department of Biochemistry. For Slees, it's all about connections, people, partnerships, and infrastructure. In his career, he has brought together the 86 members of the consortium that launched the Structural Biology Grid, or SB Grid. These organizations include laboratories involved in X-ray crystallography, nuclear magnetic resonance, and electron microscopy, drawn from 35 universities and research hospitals. SB Grid provides and manages computing resources for all grid members, using a discipline-focused operation that supplements the institution's information technology departments. The evolution of SB Grid began at Harvard Medical School. Slees says, "The first version was actually a virtual grid. We didn't have a hardware or CPU component. We basically set up the software support for labs across the country, so everyone had the same computational environment, with over 100 biological applications that could be compiled and optimized as needed. The grid's original homogeneous environment initially offered support for the Linux platform only. But this posed challenges for grid members wishing to do their day-to-day work, such as writing papers, on the system. The SB Grid team evaluated Mac OS X, finding it supported both an extended, homogeneous environment and the actual computational grid environment. Additionally, the team purchased a number of Apple XServe nodes, which have since become an integral part of the grid. According to Slees, the 300-node SB Grid, which is integrated with 30,000 CPUs of the Open Science Grid, now also includes 114 Apple XServe nodes. The majority of the lab's standard structural biology applications have been optimized to run under Mac OS X. For Slees and his colleagues, the ability to do powerful computations from a notebook computer is crucial to the success of their research. They note that Apple has played a central role in making grid computing accessible to scientists from coast to coast, combining the convenience of the desktop environment with the muscle of the computational environment. When not overseeing the operation of SB Grid, Slees spends much of his days doing structural determinations of proteins by X-ray crystallography, which is the science of determining the arrangement of atoms within a crystal, in this case, a purified protein. Currently, Slees is collaborating with Professor Suzanne Walker from the Department of Microbiology at Harvard Medical School. They have recently determined a structure of a peptidoglycan transferase, a protein responsible for the bacterial cell wall synthesis. They are now using newly revealed structural information to develop a molecule that would block transglycosylation and potentially facilitate development of a new class of antibiotics. Slees has found his MacBook Pro to be an important and flexible tool for his work on crystallography and other aspects of science in the lab. Now, he can move seamlessly to the lab without the need to spend time on his computing setup.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.